Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Howdy.
Is there somebody at the door?
That was my coffee cup.
You're going to upset the dog.
Oh, no.
Saying hello.
Hello.
As if someone is around.
He does not like it when you say hello. He doesn't like it when you answer the phone.
I don't like it when Adele sings hello.
What about Lionel Richie?
Don't talk bad about Adele.
That's much better.
Oh, really, Hannah? Do you have an Adele?
She just seems like a nice person.
She
is. I just mean I'm sick of that song.
Okay, fair enough.
Is it a cover of the Lionel Richie?
No.
It
just very much sounds like it is when you first start listening to it.
Oh, wait, is that the first big one?
Hello, it's me.
Yeah, that one. It's the big one, right? It was her first big one. Yeah, that one.
Hello.
I didn't know that's what it was called.
Hello. I just called to see if you want to schmoosh again. Seems like you're with somebody else, but whatever, you know, I'm better.
I don't even think smoosh is, I think smash is probably what you're looking for.
No, I want it to be smoosh.
There's both.
I was willing to believe that people actually said smoosh.
Thank you, Hannah.
Hannah will believe anything.
Oh,
hey, Hannah, I wrote gullible on the ceiling yesterday.
That's not nice.
Don't be mean to Hannah. She just gave birth to so many plant babies.
I did. That's,
don't.
I labored
like
over
that.
Them.
That's gross.
Oh,
she took a picture on her Instagram and talked about them being her plant babies. So
actually,
I
said future children.
Did she
children,
talk about birthing them?
I don't
though?
Know how many are going to sprout. We're going to find out.
Okay, so her future children, some of which may be stillborn.
That's intense.
Oh,
good morning. This is
good. Well, we're bringing
welcome.
The energy up right at the beginning.
Good morning.
Holy cow. Go ahead and read the introduction, Hannah.
Okay.
For Christ's sakes.
This must end. Welcome to the Pod Cultcast, where we talk about life, love, learning, and libido, and share our journey through polyamory and kink. I'm Hannah.
I'm Chasten.
I'm Eric.
I'm Max.
And with our powers combined,
we are Captain Planet.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, we're the Pod.
Pod Cultcast Podcast.
We actually shared there was a Captain Planet meme that you shared on the Face Bazoo recently, Hannah, that I really enjoyed.
That so much.
It was really good.
What were the ingredients? So, like Google Calendar, communication.
Something.
Yeah.
Means, yeah.
And heart.
Yeah. And heart.
Yeah, heart.
Max and Eric don't really Facebook, so.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you're missing out on some quality meme content that I'm curating for
Hannah curates some excellent polyamory, non-monogamy, relationship, communication, self-care memes for our Facebook. She does a great job.
I see a lot of it because I get notifications and then I go, what the hell is this?
Do you want to see what makes Max swear on a daily basis?
So if you'd like to follow us on Facebook, that's facebook.com/podpodcultcast. That's
Cult with a V.
Thank you, Hannah, for taking up the mantle since Max is all like, meh.
It's earlier than we usually podcast.
I know. I got everybody up early because I made pancakes and like egg muffin
delicious.
Things for you.
There was clotted cream.
There was clotted cream. I'm sorry that I made you a nutritious breakfast. And
don't be sorry. Don't apologize.
And also, don't be pushing it on nutritious. It was pancakes and... And eggs and meat. It wasn't.
Eggs and meat.
Eggs and meat. Eggs and meat. Eggs and meat. And eggs and eggs and meat.
It has some nutritional value, but it was.
We're a carnivore household. Pancakes are a staple.
Carbs are not bad for you, okay?
Especially when you need energy.
They're necessary.
Right, Eric probably remembers, 15 years ago, whatever, when. You know, you would carbo load before you would do
a big
sport
thing.
That's still
when
like
people
a
thought
thing
that
people
was
do,
actually
dude.
A good idea.
It's still a thing that some people
do. Eating a whole shitload of spaghetti before you
that's
a microwave or throwing it up.
Well, to go a generation further than that, my dad would talk about when he was in high school football, when they were having their beginning practices in August and it would be 100 degrees, that their coach would give them salt. Just straight salt.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were going to say raw eggs. That's what I was bracing myself for.
No, straight up salt. Because that was supposed to help them with their hydration or something.
Yeah, that's my grandfather when he worked for...
Because they would swell?
I don't know.
Yeah, my grandfather was given by the company that he worked for salt tablets.
Yeah.
And then they had a like a class action lawsuit when all of those retirees
when people were dying
had,
everywhere.
Crazy high blood pressure.
Right. Yeah. Right. Wow.
Yeah.
So
we get better at it over time.
So speaking of salt, Eric downloaded the Whisper app for an upcoming episode that we're about to record.
He can be salty.
So he can be salty on Whisper. today,
there may be table flipping.
Oh no! So this is our
it's on the only table in this room.
Yes, please don't do not flip it. Please don't flip it.
I'll bring you another table in here.
Set up a card table.
Get the card table. No, that's got your coffee mug on it.
I'll pick the coffee up. It's a small table. Oh, I can flip it with one hand.
Give you guys breakfast. Brag. And just unmanageable. So this is our Valentine's weekend episode, and today we are going to talk about
Valentine's freaking.
Well, today we're going to talk about dating apps for all of those who are seeking their loves or seeking their third or fourth loves or
the past 5 minutes
or seeking their
kill
next
a little time while they're waiting in line
or killing some time in the grocery line, and. I just wanted to tell you guys, I didn't know if you knew this, but remember when we had Dr. Lindsay Weisner on from the Neurotic Nourishment podcast?
I remember that.
Yeah, so I did an episode of her podcast that's coming out this week, and I talk about pro-doming, and I talk about how I became a dominatrix and all of that stuff. So you should check it out at neuroticnourishment.com. But Lindsay has a book coming out that I want to share with you, and I have to get my screenshot up because I want to make sure that I get the title right because, you know, thinking is hard. And it's coming right now. Why am I so slow? Here it is. Her book is called 10 Steps to Finding Happy, and it's about self-care and talking about when we feel bad and getting back to a place where we feel good again. And it's coming out on the International Day of Happiness, which is March 20th. And if
it's
you
not
would
April
like,
20th?
No, it's March 20th. Oh, 420. Oh, goodness. Ha ha. check out Dr. Lindsay Weiser's book. She's pretty great. Also check out the Neurotic Nourishment podcast. And I'm going to put a link in our show notes. She has a fund where she's still trying to raise money for distribution and raise money to get her book into the hands of other therapists. And that is ifundwomen.com/projects/1010steps. Ten steps in the stigma. I'll put the link in the show notes.
Why don't you try that all together one more time?
Oh gosh, ifundwomen.com/project/10stepsendthestigma.
There you go.
And I'll put the link in our show notes so that you can check it out. And I've read the book, and it's something I'm going to start using with some of my coaching clients. So I recommend a good read.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Yeah.
So can we visit Pedantry Corner for a second?
Sure.
You know, we've been phasing as a people, as a language, been phasing out gender-specific terms like actress and waitress.
Yes.
Are we going to work on phasing out dominatrix as a gender-specific term?
That's a good question. So, there are some doms who go by D-O-M just without the M-E,
right.
Not without the feminine.
Feminizing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a Vin Diesel thing.
Yes.
Femme, et cetera.
Yes.
I live my life one quarter mile at a time.
Are you
no,
still on
Vin
that?
Vin Diesel corner.
No.
Is that Vin Diesel doing the sling blade guy?
Yeah, it wasn't a very good one.
Yeah, I don't know. I go by Domina. I prefer Domina to Dominatrix. Uh-huh. Dominatrix implies that somebody's paying you money to do it, but Dominatrix doesn't necessarily mean that. Then there's pro-dom, and there are lots of different terms for top and such. I personally like the word Dominatrix because it is a specific thing with a specific image. I don't think that... But it doesn't require you to be any specific gender to be a dominatrix. You can just identify as a dominatrix. Like, you can be a dude and be like, I identify as a dominatrix. Like, whatever. Just take the word. We don't care.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I guess it does kind of imply a paid domination.
It has that.
So is there
stigma? Yeah.
But I guess there isn't really a male gendered version of that, right? Just to say dominant.
I've never heard anybody say I'm a dominator.
Dominator, dominatrix. Which is
like you said, it's like a title or like an employment, as opposed to like I'm a dominant says I'm describing a characteristic of mine.
Yeah, I am dominant.
Or
yeah.
Like later when we talk about Whisper, when every dude on Whisper talks about being a dominate.
Yeah.
They're idiots.
I'm really glad I'm not letting letting us do the Whisper episode yet, because hoo golly. This is a podcast where we express our opinions about love and relationships, sex and kink, polyamory and LGBTQ issues, and whatever else comes up. While we talk about these things, we may also touch on stuff like violence, abuse, and mental health challenges. And these can be difficult topics, so keep that in mind moving ahead.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can never read that without stumbling.
Well, that's why we give you so much practice.
So we're talking about dating apps.
Talking about dating apps. So how are we starting this? Okay, so we first have to say, Hannah has never been on a dating app.
That is true.
And but you have been on a dating website, mm-hmm. because you that and I...
also has an app, right?
That also does have an app.
Yes.
But yes, they do have an app, but their app sucks. But because Hannah and I talked on OkCupid, but we had met in person as well.
Mm-hmm. Did you meet in person before you talked on OkCupid?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. We did.
And then we were like, hey, we've met in person. How you doing?
Yeah. I think probably since, you know, Chastin and I, since you and I opened up, it's probably been a pretty even split as far as individuals I have been on a date or multiple dates with, whether we met through a dating app or whether we met at like some kind of community event, a munch or, you know, something like that. I think I'm kind of split even on how I've met people. Hannah, I met in person here at an event, right? I mean, I know that's how we met, but I don't think I had encountered you anywhere before that, before I met you here.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't think it was here. I think it was at a different location.
No, it was here. It was definitely here. And Lauren, my other current other partner, I met through Tinder. So
I met Eric through Tinder.
Mm-hmm. I have never used Tinder.
Hannah has never used Tinder. So
you ain't messing up.
So we are going to talk about a variety of dating apps and also websites today. There is a difference between an app is a thing you use on your phone. A website is a thing that you use in a web browser. You can also use that on your phone. Blah, blah, blah. But Hannah's never signed up for one, and so...
And Hannah's going to sign up for one today.
So Hannah's
going
to sign up for one live. We're going to help her.
From the living room.
From the living room. So you're so here you're for
gonna,
that.
Which one? Are you going to pop all right, your well, Tinder
so
cherry?
So we should say, like, we're going to talk about Tinder and Bumble, which are the two biggest ones in the world, right?
Those
are
and OkCupid.
And OkCupid is a
Bumble's
site.
Bumble's up there.
Wow.
Bumble, I mean, OkCupid is a site that also has an app that's equally, you know, probably another big one. I don't think I've ever had an OkCupid thing. I think, Chastin, you and I have a joint OkCupid.
We did, yes. Yeah. I think I shut that down.
Yeah.
I have an OkCupid that I've run for years and years. Yeah.
But so we also looked into, for the sake of talking about them today, we looked into more polyam-specific apps, and there were a couple that came up. The one that Hannah's going to try out today live is, what is it?
Field.
F-E-E-L-D. And I checked out Polyfinda.
Yeah.
And I'll go ahead and give my review of that right now so we can get it knocked out. Polyfinda sucks hard.
And I have more experience with the swingery websites like Adult Friend Finder and Swing Lifestyle. And to a lesser extent, alt.com, which is like the kinky adult friend finder, but nobody goes there. So
what was that other one? Was that Collar Me? Does that still
Collar
exist?
Me? It does. It's something else now. It's Collar.
Oh, there was some weird
finder
drama
or
about
something.
That one.
Yeah, there like was the, weird drama
like
about
the owners level. Like shut it down.
There was a lot
brought
of
brought it back. There was something really weird.
I basically
it.
Like I don't care about their drama. It's still a suck ass website. It's not it's not a good way to meet people. If you're really looking to meet people in the kink community, I recommend FetLife. go to a munch.
Right.
That's the safest and best way to connect with kinky people. You can't use FetLife as a dating site. That's not what it's intended for. It's a social network.
People get really uptight about that.
They do. They do. So moving ahead. So what are we going to... So should we just sign up for Field? What are we doing here? Should we go ahead and review the big ones and then sign up for Field?
Well, I want to hear what y'all's experiences are with
Let's save the sign-up
well, the ones that you used, yeah.
Okay. So
why not? That's the advertise it in the first break and then... Keep pushing it towards the very end of the show.
Well, we're not advertising it. Let's just make it clear.
No, the segment, I mean. It's a segment. The segment.
Let's
also make that clear. We're not advertising or...
No, we're going to talk
shit
about... We are
not sponsored by any of these applications, and we are giving very honest reviews.
Yeah, we're definitely not endorsing after any of them.
And we're probably going to say some unkind things about...
Users, everything.
So,
if not the app itself.
So, you have been warned. So, why don't we do it this way? Why don't we start with the most popular ones and then move into Tinder? Let's start with Tinder.
Okay. So, Tinder has a reputation specifically as being a hookup app, and that's not at all my experience with it, having been a Tinder user for like 7 years or whatever.
Yeah, it might have been the original intent, but it was immediately co-opted with numbers. Of users who were like, I don't really want to do that. And it became something else.
Right. And you definitely see many, many profile blurbs that say, not here to hook up.
Yeah.
Friends with benefits, whatever. Yeah.
Well, so as a female identifying person, I will tell you this, that male identifying people sometimes tend to make everything about sex. And
I don't know what you're talking about.
And so regardless of the website or app or what have you, lots of female identifying users have had to start putting things like not here to hook up, not here for friends with benefits, not here for stuff, even if they are.
Yeah, it's a white picket fence is what it is.
Because it's a way of protecting ourselves from the people who are going to...
Ignore that and try anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So did Tinder get that reputation because of people who first used it and like their attitudes, or was it just because there were fewer barriers to starting a conversation?
So first there was Grindr, which is a gay hookup app for gay men, and then came Tinder. And there's you see the automatic parallels, like, oh, okay, this is a hookup app for just everybody else. And so Tinder started becoming a way of finding fast dates. Mm-hmm. And then the whole Netflix and chill movement happened.
A movement.
I think it's a movement where dating became less about going out and having dinner and having a formal experience and more about just hanging out and fooling around. And then you have a breakdown of social barriers with younger people. And I asked my son about this last night because when my son turned 18, my son joined Tinder. And he said, you know, everybody just uses Tinder incorrectly. Mm-hmm. You know, some people use it for friendships, which is great, but mostly people are using it for hooking up at my age, but their profiles suck and I don't want to hook up with any of them. I'm trying to find meaning in life. And so there's this gap between the people who want to live fast and die young and the people who want meaning in life.
Well, I think actually with numbers, it just became... a general, hey, this is a person-to-person connection in a somewhat random sense that's been used for all manner of things. In fact, I remember hearing, and I don't remember the specifics of it, but I did hear an article on probably NPR in which somebody was trying to get something translated and used Tinder to find help with translating this text.
Yeah, it's been used for social experiments. It's been used to help find people to move your couch. It's been used for a lot of different things. I liken it to the thing that happened to chat rooms from about 1996 to 2002, where we transitioned from computers and the idea of a chat room and meeting and talking to people online seeming new and interesting and fascinating. And so the people who were doing it were kind of nerdy, and then you transition and it becomes a more open forum for everybody to get in. So you get the Yahoo chat rooms, and then you get more and more and more people pouring in, and then you get the bots, and then you get more advertising, and then you get more commercialization and more standardization and more globalization. And then it's just,
and it becomes an entirely different thing.
And then it just becomes like an entirely different thing that's not enjoyable, and it's hard to find a conversation anymore. And so Tinder started out as a place where you could kind of talk to somebody and have a quick conversation and maybe meet for coffee. And then it became like that. It became the like crazy, just like
in a
bot filled, like, yeah.
In a way it was, or functions kind of like how the very, very early days of MySpace and the very, very early days of Facebook, where it was kept small in the beginning, used a certain way, and then it turned into something else entirely.
Yeah.
Because there were more people.
Yes, that's probably a more accessible example because I'm old. I'm old and I'm like, IRC chat was cool, but, yeah. Then it got Yahoo like, chat made it dumb.
So, but like you're saying, with, you know, social, other types of social media that are not focused on dating, it, does that mean that Tinder, like, just because of its size, is a place that you have to be, like, even if you haven't really found your scene, if you're going to online date, do you need it?
No.
Okay.
No, you do not need to be on Tinder.
I mean, you've to this day not had it. You've had
that's very true.
It, so there you go.
I was trying to remember the name of the title of a book that I read a while ago because it. So you were talking about Grindr, and I think one of the neat features of Grindr that Tinder doesn't have, if I'm right, wasn't Grindr's whole thing like it had a proximity thing?
Tinder used to.
Oh, it did?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They took it away for safety reasons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah, because that was the whole thing about Grindr, right? It would let you know, like, if you were in the
Hey, that same guy's bar in the other end of the bar.
Yeah, people, right? There was that place. What was it? Was it? I want to say Square. Wasn't there was a. There was a thing where you could, like, become the king of the location or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. What? Check in, tap.
Something. I don't know.
Riveting. This is way out of my depth.
Yeah, but it was basically, it was a like you check in with your location on your phone, and if you have so many check-ins, and other people could check in, and you could see who was there alive. But the thing is that becomes unsafe.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I was trying to... guidebook for stalking.
I was trying to look up the title of this book, Super Sad True Love Story, which was a really good near future novel that had that kind of thing in it. Everybody had a little device that would give them a little proximity warning when somebody they might be interested in was near. I was just thinking about that.
I think there are movies, and definitely maybe I'm thinking of a Black Mirror episode where there's a, like, you have one true love. And when you meet your true love, like, you have a countdown timer that tells you when you're going to meet your true love.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know. There are lots of things like that. But anyway, so basically, Tinder.
Yeah.
So I think that Tinder it's the most widely used, and I think it's easy to use. There is a paywall. There are features that you can get if you spend like $30 a month. You can see who's choosing you before you choose them, which can be beneficial if you are female identifying person, because you will get more matches. If you're male identifying, I would not pay for Tinder if I were you, because you're not going to get swiped as much. And so why pay for it?
Yeah, my experience with Tinder as compared to the other ones is that I hit the end of possible matches less. There are many more people on Tinder. So if for some reason you were choosing one, Tinder's probably the one to choose because it's just the most widely used.
People lie about their ages more frequently on Tinder. Young men will make their ages older so that they can date older women because they think that the women their age are
going after the older guys.
No, just they've decided that women their age are like flighty and not looking for something serious, or not interested in sex, or too interested in sex. I don't know. I've had a lot of weird conversations.
Dumb 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
So, or they're looking for MILFs. And then women tend to be more honest about their age. Older men tend to lie about their age and do the thing where they say they're 45, but they're actually 60 and go like, well, I have the body and mind of a 45-year-old. Stuff like that happens frequently. Yeah. So there's a lot of that kind of catfishy behavior that happens on Tinder. And also there are a lot of unicorn hunters, a lot of couples hunting for a third person to have a threesome with or date on Tinder.
Yeah, and I occasionally come across couples' profiles when I'm looking at Tinder that are looking for whatever, looking for other couples, looking for single men, whatever. You know, I mentioned when we were in Florida that I've changed my dating profile blurbs to be kind of intentionally challenging because I'm polysaturated. I'm not really interested in meeting anybody else. I don't have even time to really have long conversations with anybody else, but I still do use it for the hot or not game.
Yeah.
And for the validation of like somebody swiping on you. So yeah, I still use it for that.
Do y'all use your given names on dating apps or do you have any that you use?
I just use my first name.
So Tinder is connected to your Facebook. So whatever you're set up with your Facebook, that's how it sets you up.
You can change the name.
You can change the name,
but like the ages are often, that's how you catch them. You know, when they say that they're one age. But they've done it through Facebook, and they're going off of what Facebook says.
Yeah.
That's a very common discrepancy.
Tinder likes to link up with your Facebook. They can also link with your Instagram profile and your Spotify profile. Mm-hmm. Tinder makes it really easy for people to find you online. So if you are somebody who is worried about people stalking you or have had a bad experience in the past, then I don't recommend Tinder because it is harder to be anonymous on that application.
I would in general expand that to social media if you're trying not to be found or whatever.
There are ways to lock down your social media profiles.
Sure.
So
not having one is pretty solid.
That is very locked down. Another thing that I feel like I should mention, and I know that Eric and I talk about this a lot, is the sugar babies on Tinder.
Oh, yeah, that's half of what I see.
Or it's the really, wannabe sugar babies.
It seems really to have exploded in the last
year. It's very common now. And typically,
Instagram models that are just using their Tinder profile to drive traffic.
Or
to
premium Snapchat.
Yeah, it's usually premium Snapchat or Insta models or sugar babies, or they're doing all three, or what have you. I am a proponent of sex work. I don't think there's anything wrong with sex work. If a girl wants to, or a woman wants to, or a man wants to sell pictures or anything, and somebody's willing to buy it, more power to them.
Yeah, that's capitalism.
Absolutely.
That's the American way.
Absolutely. But if you are on Tinder and you don't want to pay money for something, just know that you should never have to pay money for a date if you don't want to. And you should also never have to pay money for access to somebody's social media.
Yeah,
so
Carl.
If somebody is asking you for money through a Cash App, that person is somebody who is doing a form of sex work. They are exchanging either access to them through a relationship or access to them sexually for cash. So just be mindful of that. You'll usually say you see Venmo or PayPal links, stuff like that. Yeah. PayPal will shut them down. PayPal does not allow sex work, which is funny because they own Venmo.
And oh, really?
Venmo is like...
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But isn't that what Venmo is built on?
Yeah, Venmo is a PayPal product.
No, I just mean that... The primary usage of it that made it grow was...
You don't talk about that.
This.
Yeah. Yeah, you see a lot of like, Venmo me $5 and get a surprise.
Yes.
Yeah.
And see
get
what happens.
Get a surprise.
Yeah.
Venmo me $5 and I'll just say, hey, thanks for $5.
You know, the prevalence of, with my distance, you know, settings on Tinder and just seeing people who are in our local area, and the prevalence of potential sugar babies, people seeking sugaring situations, whatever. Like I've a couple times there and Whisper tried to engage people because I'm really curious. Like the market seems saturated and I'm really curious. But, you know, obviously nobody's going to give a truthful answer about how successful they are if they're trying to.
Well, is that different for our location? Like, is it more here because it's a college town? Or is it the same
so
all
it's
over?
Pretty much know. It's pretty much across the board. There's been a rise in sugaring across the nation. Young women especially are capitalizing on their looks and their bodies and the fact that older men will pay money to spend time with them in some capacity. Sugaring is not technically illegal, and the word sugar has a lot less negative connotation than escorting. But mm-hmm. sugaring is the new escorting. And when you're a sugar baby, it's set up where you have an allowance, quote unquote, but you're basically just an escort who has an agreement with somebody that can or cannot include sex. It doesn't necessarily have to include sex, but it definitely includes some emotional work on the part of the sugar baby.
Girlfriend experience.
It's the girlfriend experience means sex.
Oh, I thought the girlfriend experience meant...
And also love, but it also means sex is included. But yeah, so there's an uptick in sugaring, but the sugar market is saturated, so ladies, don't do it right now. It's not time. Get back into camming.
It was past time. It was time.
Get back into camming.
Well, like everything else, capitalism also ruined camming, because once companies got involved in it, it wasn't individual providers as much. You know, it became much, much harder to make money at it when somebody else was dipping into your pocket.
Yeah. So if you're interested in doing sex work legally, here's how you make it happen for you, and then I'll shut up about it. You want to start dancing and then cam on the side, and you want to make sure you're touring and then sugar with some of your better clients at your dance clubs. There you go. That's the magic formula.
Why are you giving that out for free, man? You should be offering a class.
No, I know.
Yeah, that episode should just cost $5.
See what advice you get.
Well, you know what? I'll link my Venmo in the show notes. And you, if you think
you
that
get a surprise.
If you think that that was worth some money to you, you can send me some money on a Cash App. All right,
moving forward. I don't think I ever used my Venmo. I had it, I think, for selling stuff. And then I got like weird notifications, and it looked like somebody was trying to break into my Venmo account. Mm-hmm. And I got freaked out and shut it down and sent emails to the company about it, and, you know, monitor our bank account for about 6 months because I was freaked out about the whole thing. So I'm not sure if I have a Venmo anymore or not.
I have a Venmo.
I know you do. We used it on vacation.
We used it on vacation.
Hey, quick thing before we get off of the Tinder. There's another type of profile that I've seen a whole bunch that to me seems a little more nefarious, and that is where they'll put an email address in their pictures or whatever, so it's not cut out by the text, and email this person, and then blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That seems to me to be more suspect.
Is that
somewhat
phishing? Dangerous. Is that what that is?
That is. It's phishing.
Don't do that at all, because now your identity's stolen.
Yeah. Well, and there's, I guess there was like a Reply All episode about all the things that someone can do
with
just getting your phone number.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the ones that just say like, I'm never on here, just text me.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
Also don't do
That's
that.
That's the other type. Yeah.
There are plenty of apps that you can use without giving your phone number. You can use WhatsApp.
Tinder's one
you
of
can
them.
Use Kick.
Yeah.
You can use Snapchat.
WhatsApp actually is telephone number based.
You don't have to. You don't have to have a phone number for it, though.
What if you use it through Wi-Fi? Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. You don't have to have a phone number. I mean, you have to have a phone number linked, but you don't have to show your phone number to the other person.
No, you don't have to show it, but it's still like if they get into your WhatsApp account, they got your number.
Yeah.
Anything more about Tinder?
No.
Okay.
No, it's a tire fire.
All right. Okay, so can we talk about one thing? The quality of users on Tinder. Tinder is, you're going to get your kind of general, like, normal sampling of humanity, right?
Well, yeah, I think because it's the most widely used, like you get all range of,
and
of
then,
users, right?
And then we have Bumble.
Right.
An entirely different beast.
Oh no.
Look how
Which is exactly how they marketed that.
Yes.
Right? So this is going to be the alternative.
Right. And
to solve your problem.
So Hannah, do you know what's different about Bumble?
Is this one where it's ladies' choice?
Yes.
Okay.
So women have to message first, and then the person has 24 hours to reply.
Right.
Gotcha.
And then
I think it's that in that first exchange, like you have 24 hours to reply, and then they have 24 hours to reply to you.
Right.
And then after that, like
then before it's officially a connection,
but it never actually goes
right.
That
okay.
Right.
Right.
So that would never work for me because I would check it like once a month. And all of those people would be gone.
24 hours we're gone. Yeah. I think it's probably buggy because I've gotten over the years like a lot of notifications, never having gotten a notification that I had this match or I had this message or whatever, gotten a notification that I had missed that 24 hour time period. So I think there's some buggy stuff about it, which is, you know.
Yeah. So
to be expected, I guess.
My experience has been that Bumble has a higher rate of attractive people that it shows you first.
Right.
They and also more professionals.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
also baseball Tinder, players.
Tinder's old nurses and Bumble's old teachers.
There are a lot of nurses on Tinder.
There are a lot of nurses on Tinder. For me, Bumble is all like...
Real estate agents.
That's real estate agents, quote-unquote entrepreneurs, and baseball players.
Yeah, somebody just pointed out to
and
me...
And lawyers.
Somebody just pointed out to me that a large majority of those people who list themselves as entrepreneurs on the dating apps are... multi-level marketing people that never occurred to me that that's what they meant by entrepreneur.
Yeah.
That's but, because they think that they're entrepreneurs.
Right. Yeah. Somebody has told them that they are.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about Bumble, and they've changed, as I understand, they've changed their algorithm a little bit. It used to be that the algorithm was set so that you saw people who got a lot of swipes first, they yes. moved up in the list.
Right.
And so that's why when you opened it, the first 15 people you saw were just stunning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
and then it was, you know, what was that movie from the 30s? The, with the pinheads and the freaks?
Yeah.
It quickly devolves into this.
One of Us. Gabby
yeah,
Gabby.
Yeah, yeah.
You Google mean Google normal Google Google looking Google. People, Eric?
Yeah, of a very diverse manner.
That's just what normal people look like.
Normal people pinheads look like pinheads?
I'm confused.
Amongst pinheads, they were
okay,
normal.
So they would show you the people who had the most responses first,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
like taper down to the people with the least responses?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think they...
Yeah, that seems...
I think not they've changed good. That.
I haven't used it
in
a while.
I haven't used Bumble in a long time. Yeah. But
I've never had a successful anything with Bumble. All I've ever had are like dudes who try to send me dick pics.
Wasn't yeah, that I just think, across the board?
Yeah.
Okay.
If my memory is correct, I think there's one person that I went on three dates with that I met through Bumble, and I think that's the only time I've ever met anybody. I mean, you see a lot of the same people. You know, I have many times matched with someone on both Bumble and Tinder.
Right. Oh, I've matched with like people I know on Bumble. Oh, we'll yeah, go yeah, like, sure. "Hey, ha, we're both on Bumble." Well, how
yeah, it
cool
was actually
kind
of fun when Bumble was new because we were, you know, really active in the polyam community then, and like there was a good 2 week period when it was just everybody we knew, everybody we saw at Munches and
everybody
stuff. Like, hey, there she is.
Everybody got on Bumble at the same time.
Yeah. And like we matched with everybody and it was just like you just swipe on your friends, you know,
yeah.
whether or not you're actually interested in them.
I do have an etiquette question about that because like if somebody comes up and you know them, is the right thing to do to like match with that person and say, ha ha, hi, we're here or to like... get them
well actually I see that written in profiles often and there's usually if I know you I'm definitely gonna swipe right and but we're not gonna do anything
well and or especially if you're in an app where like matching with people changes your like ranking in some way brings you up first it seems like the polite
system.
Thing to do
So I have always swiped right on friends that I genuinely like and would consider having coffee with.
Right.
Not necessarily date.
Yeah.
I swipe left on people that I don't have any interest in spending time with socially outside of the context I've already know them socially. So just because I know your name and we know each other doesn't necessarily mean I want to spend individual friend energy on you.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of people who will right swipe me. I did the paid Tinder thing once, and a lot of people had swiped on me, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, thank you.
Well, even if you don't do the paid Tinder, they will show you a kind of blurry image of
and like usually 10 or 15 people. It's easy enough to figure out.
Right.
I had the scrambled porn when I was a kid. I can
So my TV had these little adjustments where you could do like fine signal adjusting.
Yeah.
So I can make the Skinamax come in pretty good, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you recorded it, sometimes you could use the like tracking on
the
VCR.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, wow. That's
a pro tip from 25, 30 years ago.
Completely
I'm learning
irrelevant
so
now.
Many things.
Yeah.
Guys.
You can be a sex worker now and you can get scrambled porn.
30 years ago. One of the things that used to be kind of interesting, just from sort of a research standpoint on Tinder that it doesn't do anymore was it used to tell you, how many Facebook friends you had in common.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting to see.
Not really. I don't. That was before my time.
Yeah. It used to be really interesting to see that and see, like, you had 8 friends in common. You'd be like, how do we know all the same people? Who is this person?
Yeah.
And often it was, like, somebody I went to school with who was 2 classes behind me or, you know, something like that.
So let's move on from Tinder and Bumble, because I think that Bumble is pretty much the same story as Tinder. Like, as it's become more saturated, it's...
Well, there's one thing that I do like about Bumble is the way the interface works, because my profile, like, lays out, you know, the polyam, the married, the other partners and all that stuff. Like, the way the interface works is if you're using the little heart and whatever the opposite of the heart is, as opposed to swiping, you have to scroll up past all the pictures to and past the profile blurb.
Yes.
So I feel like there's a greater opportunity for someone to actually read.
They have forced interaction and they have forced profile reading. Yes.
Right.
Although you can just swipe and not do it that way. But I think there's a greater likelihood that somebody's actually read your information, you know, and that's beneficial to me and cuts down on a lot of, like, did you actually read my profile?
Yeah. Polyfind just sucks. We know that.
Holy shit, dude. Not only does the interface suck, there were, like, even when I expanded out distance settings, there were, like, 3 people remotely close, like, within the state.
So no one's using it.
So Polyfind blows. Maybe it's more popular overseas or something. I don't know.
Nobody's using it.
But in the U.S.,
it
sucks. And it's hard to set up.
Enjoying the podcast?
Yes.
Support us on Patreon for exclusive episodes, swag, and access to the pod. Visit patreon.com/podpodcultcast. That's PODPODCVLTCAST. Subscribe now to hear about...
Oh, well, this month we have our exclusive podcast, the Cultcast Media Club. We're going to watch interviews.
We'll listen to.
We'll listen to and
me.
Watch. We're going to watch, oh no, interviews about non-monogamy with non-monogamous people and people in an open marriage on the Tamron Hall Show. Also, Max and now Eric are going to find some country songs about toxic monogamy.
Or I might just write some. We'll figure it out.
And oh, I'm excited about that. This month on Patreon, we're really focusing on our goal of reaching $75 a month in patronage. When we hit $75 a month, we are going to be able to transcribe all of our episodes to make them more accessible to people who have hearing issues or people who like to read along with the podcast while they're listening. And I personally like to be able to go search through the text of episodes so that I can find stuff. That's what's going on the Patreon this month.
Subscribe at patreon.com/podpodgoatcast.
Go ahead and get Hannah signed up for Field. Are you ready for that, Hannah?
Are you soaking it all in?
Are you emotionally
trying
prepared?
To do my research.
Well, should we talk about some profile things first before we sign Hannah
what
up for Field?
What about profiles? Do you want to talk
about? Well, I have things specifically that I left swiping means rejecting, that I left swipe on with apps. People holding fish, people holding guns, people in large photos that are probably from a wedding where I can't tell which one you are, people wearing sunglasses, people taking car selfies where they're also wearing sunglasses.
So many car selfies.
People in bars where I can't tell which one you are. If you're holding
people
a beer, you're boring to me.
People holding that are
beer?
Pregnant and ghost image their
unborn.
No, we're not
going to keep talking about CJ or
whatever.
We're
not bringing up CJ. Rest in peace.
God damn it. I don't know why you guys like that so much.
It's just, I don't know. It's a gem of Americana.
Anything that obscures your face.
Anything,
a dog or child that is not yours.
Yeah, don't.
Or when you lead with a child. When your first picture is like.
Right. Don't lead with
a
child.
Like that's, I'm not trying to date your kid, dude.
You can lead with a dog, but it has to be your dog. It can't be like, haha, this is my friend's dog.
Or.
Because we swipe right for dogs in this household. Damn it.
Or a Baltimore Ravens logo or whatever.
Yeah. Showing me you're a sports fan don't work so well with me.
Or
I'm sure
a
it does
screenshot
with others.
Of your profile from another app. Or,
as a fucking gem, dude.
Or
a screenshot of your Instagram picture that shows like your Instagram name and shit, so you know it's from your Instagram.
Like, or so like the really, really racy, mostly naked lingerie, or the gym shirtless pics and the ladies like just don't be naked on Tinder. Like you're like You don't know who could see it.
God, we were at the gym one day. I was on the treadmill and these two young guys came in. One of them picked up a dumbbell. The other one took a picture of him with the dumbbell. Then he put it back down and walked out. It was awesome.
Wow. Nice.
Doing it for the gram.
Yeah.
So those are things to leave off of your profile. But I think that there are some things you should absolutely include in your profile. You should include a nice picture of your face smiling. And perhaps...
You're prettier if you smile.
I don't smile.
And perhaps...
As opposed to like smoldering, scowling.
Well, so there are social cues that our bodies read, and we read a smiling face as a friendly face. A non-smiling face can be picked up as threatening. So we're more likely to swipe right on a smiling face than on somebody who's scowling.
You should
or
be
like,
looking at my OkCupid profile while you're giving this advice.
Or hang tight. Or making like a serious or a sad face or what have you. Pictures that other people have taken of you are more attractive to other people than your selfies. So I have some pictures I did of like modeling and
here
then a couple
I am.
Of good
Here's
selfies.
A laying in bed selfie of me scowling at the camera. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah. Let me see.
That's one of your three picture faces,
yep.
though.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's the... Yeah. Carry on.
So,
going to keep learning here.
So, if you are going to include a full body shot, it's absolutely okay to look sexy, be sexy, dress sexy. But
oh, let me see that one.
But remember that.
Okay, that, girl, I think that
anybody who has Facebook can access Tinder, and you can't just restrict people's access to Tinder. So your coworkers, your bosses, your like family members can see what you've put on Tinder. So anything you put out there is connected with your face.
And if you're on one of the websites, I will also reverse image search.
And
your
you
photos.
Can reverse image search photos. So don't use other people's photo on your Tinder profile. Don't do that. Don't do that. So another good thing to put on your Tinder profile is if there are things that you specifically have limits about in terms of types of people you will not date, such as if you won't date somebody who's liberal, or you won't date somebody who's conservative, or you don't feel like you can get along with people who are fundamentally Christian, or you don't feel like you can get along with people who are snake owners, or you are allergic to cats, or whatever. If there are categories of people that you know that you are not interested in, I believe it is okay to say, I am not interested in this type of people.
Absolutely.
I agree
Don't
with
waste
you,
anyone's
but
time.
But I have seen a profile that said, and I quote, no blacks, sorry, not sorry.
Yeah.
There's a tactful way
there's
to do it.
There's a tactful way to do it, and there's a...
that
there's,
wasn't it.
There's not being racist, and then there's also not being size phobic. Like, I've seen a lot of, like, no fatties. Like, whatever.
You know? Oh, that's what you meant by size phobic.
Thanks for letting me know to avoid you, but also you.
Yeah, so, like, when you say those things, you're sending out a message that... You're sending out a message that that's who you are as a person, and that you don't like things, but also people are going to judge you by your profile. Definitely include things you're interested in your profile. Include things you're passionate about. Focus less on your job and more about what excites you in the world. And that's what makes a good profile for me.
I love people who have long lists of foods they like to make.
I like people
but
who
that's
have,
just me.
I like people who like interesting music and who have some sort of mindfulness practice and who have some sort of experience traveling the world.
If you're holding a dog that's not yours and it's because you are a passionate like animal welfare volunteer and advocate,
that's okay.
That's awesome.
If you make things, if you create things or you're a musician or an artist, that's super great.
Yeah.
But these are personal preferences, and don't like in someone else is a lot less useful to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I feel like, and I know that not everybody is thoughtful about how they operate in the world. But I feel like most of the time when you're setting up those things, like you're picking the pictures that you're including to kind of tell a story, you know, each one is like giving a piece of information about yourself. So I find at times like where I am now, where I'm not really not at all interested in meeting anyone new. When I'm swiping on like, okay, like I see what you're doing here.
Yeah.
You know, I see
they'll have some kind of like, like hook or kitch to it.
Like, you've put some thought into this.
You painted a picture for me.
This is, yeah.
You have decent pictures. They make sense. They tell me a story about you.
It's silly or not. There's some real good comedic ones out there.
There was a profile, and it was simply a tree. And it was a picture of a tree. And that was what the profile said. It was just a tree being a tree. And Eric and I were so excited when the tree right swiped us back.
But didn't say anything because it was a tree. And
yeah, the tree didn't like have a conversation.
Have you seen The Ghost?
Yes.
I fucking love The Ghost. Dude.
I love The Ghost.
And The Ghost's Instagram is great.
Yeah, The Ghost is some good stuff.
It's just a young woman with a sheet, like ghost sheet costume and a pair of Converse on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they have a Instagram account where they're just taking pictures around town making ghost puns. It's pretty fucking great.
It's really
I'm
good.
I'm so excited by these things that I'm missing out on.
Oh, well,
so I could have been in a relationship with
and
the Morris
actually,
this whole time.
Those kind of profiles, that's really that's the best
choice.
Of Tinder.
Yeah. Because Tinder.
I'm not getting responses
Tinder
from people or having conversations, but I see a profile like that and I'm like, yeah, you're living right.
Now, with any of these dating apps, you are going to get ads, and they fake you into accidentally right swiping on the ads, so you go read the ads. Mm. With Tinder, it's usually bad dating advice. With I don't know what Bumble does.
Or their own podcast.
Or their own podcast. Tinder has a podcast, y'all.
I listened to a couple episodes.
That's Swipe Life, is that what that is?
Swipe Life, yep.
I see that ad.
So, yeah, like, Hannah, can we do Hannah's thing? I'm excited about Hannah's thing. And then we can talk about the crappy swinger website.
Oh, no. I think the ghost's Instagram is gone. I was
it ghosted.
It did.
Oh. Actually, that's
all right. So let's talk about Field for a second before she fills it out. Because
I don't know that one at all.
I downloaded the app a few days ago and went through. And it's cool because it does give you many, many options. Hannah will go through it, but many, many options for gender and for several genders that you might be interested in meeting. So it's not just the Tinder Bumble, like I'm a man looking for a woman kind of deal. And you can put in tags for, so it's, you know, it's for polyam people, it's for kink people. So you can put in tags for kinks that you're interested in or, you know, group sex or whatever the thing is. And so the downside of it I found, and the interface is good. I like it in general, but the downside I found was, A, you can't change the distances as far as I could find from miles to kilometer, or for kilometers to miles, so I had to translate what kilometers
1.63.
meant. And, thank you. And, and so I started out with a pretty small radius, and it took me about 3 swipes to get through everybody that was in that small radius. And even when I expanded it up to 120 kilometers, which I think is about 700 miles. Is that right? And,
no, it's,
yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. It still only took me 5 minutes to go through everybody that was in a 120 kilometer radius.
Yeah. That's about 70. So that would have been Northern Virginia. That would have been Bob Beach.
Yeah.
So
Charlottesville.
Yeah.
So we chose this one, right? Because it was specifically polyam friendly.
Right. It was listed in a little listicle article that we found, and it seems to be the best of the ones that are polyam or kink friendly.
Because we do research and work hard for this podcast.
Yeah. I was
laying
in bed at 5:45 one morning, messing with that. But yeah, I think it's kind of nice. It would just be better if more people found out about it and signed up for it.
Okay, well, you know, we're going to put a link to all of these apps that were or websites that we're talking about in the show notes. We are not promoting any of these apps. We're just talking about our own experiences with them. You have to go out there and have your own little adventures in the world to form your own opinions, but hopefully we're going to help you make some choices starting out. So, if you start using the Field app, tell us what you think. We'd love to hear about it. You can hit us up on Twitter at PodPodCultCast.
That's cult with a V.
Or you can hit us up on Instagram.
That's cult with a V.
At cult with a V. Just at cult with a V. So it's CVLT with a V. So yeah. So Hannah, are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Yay.
I'm going to confirm that I am 18 or older.
Ooh.
All right. So here's what they say they can do for me. Meet couples and singles. Field is a place to meet open-minded people. No real names. So I feel like
I put my real name on.
The trend towards like trying to make these safer. Some apps went in the direction of everyone should use their full real name all the time, and mm-hmm. some went mm-hmm. in the direction of you should never use your full name.
OkCupid wants you to use your real name.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't.
And we haven't talked about OkCupid yet, but we will after we do this.
Invite, you compare accounts with your partner using Field.
Mm-hmm. You can also do that with OkCupid. Yeah.
And I also saw a lot of individual profiles that said, like, we can't figure out how to pair our accounts, so this is our couple's account. So that feature seems not to work so great.
You can sign up with Facebook or email, and I'm going to use email because that's a little bit more better for...
Don't give Facebook
my work reason. Yeah, mm-hmm. Facebook is a weird mixed space for me. Yeah. I have too many people in there. And my date of birth, February 2002. People born in 2002 are on dating apps.
They're 18 now.
Yep.
No.
My son turned 20 yesterday, Hannah.
All right. And then here it's okay. So it specifies an imaginary name. So what name should I use? Crowdsourcing.
Use crowdsourcing.
Oh.
Joan.
It is a poly app after all. Come on, nothing for that.
I get to choose my gender. Oh, it's such a long list. I love this.
Okay, Cupid does this.
What are the gender options?
Run through some.
Okay. Male, female, trans, non-binary, agender, androgynous, bigender, gender fluid, gender non-conforming, gender queer, gender questioning, intersex, non-binary, pangender, other, transhuman, trans man, trans woman, trans feminine, trans masculine, trans feminine as spelled as one word, trans masculine spelled as one word, and two-spirit.
Yeah, so you have the option.
What would other be? After all of that, what's left in other?
Whatever you want to
pick. Hedging their bets.
So those options are also available on OkCupid.
Okay.
Yeah. OkCupid expanded their gender options a long time ago. But here's the thing. It's hard to get some of those on the app itself. So you may have to go fill out your profile on a computer because the website works much better than their app.
I also get to choose my sexuality. The default setting is heteroflexible. And my options are straight, gay, lesbian, bisexual, pansexual, polysexual, queer, and I can't pronounce gynosexual, androsexual, asexual, autosexual, demisexual, gray, gynosexual, heteroflexible, homoflexible, objectum sexual, omnisexual, scoliosexual, and bicurious.
I'm sorry, was one of them just gray?
Gray A.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear the separation of vowels.
There was an umlaut.
So one of them is grayer. I identify as cheese.
Okay, so the next step
that's Gruyere.
We also identify you as cheese.
There's other if you identify as Gruyere. So next I get to choose everyone that I'm looking for by gender. And so here, when I first opened it, this is where I paused and was like, okay, I need help on this. Am I supposed, like, I put in my interest as pansexual.
Yeah.
And now I need to individually select everyone that I want to connect with.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So and you can select them all.
I will.
Gotta catch them all.
But it also makes space for couples in here. So it has male and female, male and male, female and female. And then all of the previously listed.
Get yourself a lesbian couple. Twice the finger bane, twice the fun.
That's why you have two hands.
So I've never been annoyed by folks who are like, this is our couple's profile and here's what we are looking for. I only am annoyed if I see a woman and then way down at the bottom, it's like, and also this is... a shared account.
And also there's a penis somewhere.
And also, surprise penis. Never surprise penis. Ooh, and a photo. And now I've learned my scowling photo is not appropriate.
Do you have a picture of yourself?
Did it tell you that it's not appropriate?
No, I told her.
Jasmine just said it was not appropriate.
I don't know this app. I was wondering if you bring one up and it's just like, nah. Try again.
Yeah. I do think that there is a 24-hour review period before your thing actually goes up.
They scour the internet and then...
Yeah, now one thing that Tinder does not review the photos, but you can report the photos on Tinder.
But Bumble does.
Bumble reviews your photos before they go up.
And verify your account.
OkCupid does not review the photos. OkCupid relies on a community of users who report and function as their like community guideline monitors, and you will occasionally get tagged by OkCupid to and have the ability to go in and handle some of their reports, where you get to go and do the reverse photo image to see if profile pictures are valid or and see the complaints that people have made. And you're basically functioning as customer service for OkCupid for free.
Criminy, I've never had that happen.
Yeah, that's a thing that I've done several times.
Oh, I would have deleted it long ago if I had to do that.
What kind of picture are you choosing, Hannah?
I'm going to choose a vacation photo.
Oh, yay!
You should just do a selfie right there, right now.
Oh, you're right. That's with probably what I should have done. With
headphones on and all.
And the
road. Hello, I'm podcasting. Please participate in my experiment. Gallery tips. One photo of yourself. Field is an open and honest space. If you are shy or concerned for your privacy, upload something that represents you. My face does represent me, so I'm going to let that happen. And then it asks for location permissions.
Yeah.
Which I should just do.
Yeah, and all of them do.
Connect with more open-minded humans. Get Majestic. Joins thousands of other members.
Okay. Right.
So, I'm already Majestic.
So it asks for yeah. other.
So it offers you a 7-day free trial of their upgraded account, membership, whatever, called Majestic. So I have to remember to cancel that before 7 days.
So. Literally mean get Majestic because it's a yeah. trademarked product.
And the... And your profiles that are Majestic have a little M in the corner to let you know that they're...
A paid user?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hmm.
Usually that comes with more functionality.
Yeah, not an identifier.
Well, it's like Tinder. It shows you people that have already swiped on you before mm-hmm. you swipe them or what have you.
It does?
Yes.
Yeah.
So my photo is in review.
Yay.
And then it offers to pair accounts with partner. Hey, partner.
Yeah.
I'm going to invite
Howdy,
you.
Partner.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can figure that
created.
Out.
Does it just send you a textual message?
I don't know.
I'm going to try this.
Oh, hey, look who popped up as someone.
It's me.
It's Joan.
If we weren't partners, we are now.
And we're a kilometer away. Now, that's interesting.
1 kilometer stands between us.
Maybe that's it's within a kilometer, maybe.
Yep, I mean, it just pops up and lets me send you a text.
Within a meter.
So on OkCupid, Eric mm-hmm. and I did have connected accounts, but then he disconnected it because he wanted to see what would happen.
Nothing.
What changed?
Nothing.
Nothing.
So we could reconnect
then,
right?
When were you connected? Because I feel like Eric and I matched on OkCupid a year ago when I had a snow day and was swiping everyone and I didn't recognize them.
We weren't connected then because he pretty much disconnected us immediately and he was like, but wait.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Salty. All right.
Permissions.
Salty.
You have to allow notifications and you have to allow location tracking. That seems standard and reasonable. I don't want to pay $20.
So that's interesting that you popped up before you're even really done with
Yeah, it said my photo was still in review, but you definitely just saw my face. So
I did not
in review, but I guess also
out
there.
That's funny.
All right, and that gives us a field guide. I'm really annoyed by the way that they have spelled this.
Because you're playing the field.
That's right. Mm.
But
and,
with your
and you're having feels. Yeah.
Does it tell you how to identify different plants?
No, but Hannah already knows that. She's a master gardener.
Thank you for acknowledging my training.
She's got a little
No discrimination is rule number one. Consent is key. No one owes you anything, so be prepared to hear as well as say no. Be open to others. Keep nudes private, please. Only real humans accepted. We are humans, too. I do not want to hear from
you mean that literally
about your
or
other
figuratively?
Products and services. And I'm in. I'm seeing the faces of people. Oh, I also have a notification again inviting me to become Majestic.
Just tell them you're already Majestic.
For $20.
Yeah, that's why I have to make sure I cancel it before the free trial is up.
So what did you get, I'm sorry, for being Majestic?
All I remember is that it lets you see people who have swiped you before they show up in your, in your, you know, swiping.
And then it just looks like everything else. It's just a swipe game that says, here's my face and my age. Do you like me?
Mm-hmm.
No. You are about to dislike this human. Okay, there's a pop-up. Actually, there was a little... It buzzed me, too.
Yeah, so it gives you a little kind of When the first time you left swipe somebody or hit the minus sign, mm-hmm. it tells you what that means. First time you hit the heart or right swipe, it tells you what that means.
Yeah, and that's pretty standard for all of the dating apps. Tinder and Bumble do that
as well.
So
I'm supposed to get...
But if you're Majestic, you can still see if they've liked you, even if you have already disliked them.
So if you have insecurities about how people feel about you, you might want to pay the extra money just to see if anybody is swiping you before you swipe them instead of waiting to see if you match.
Oh, I didn't see anywhere to limit my searches by age. Let me see.
Go to settings.
Search settings. Okay, yeah. So that's where your distance and your age range.
Right. The default sets the age range like up to 74 or something.
Yes.
Like
wider. That's what I immediately saw. Which, good for you.
Like down
to exploring 18, the technology.
Up to 74. So I'm supposed to get a text
looking
message?
Looking for a female and 21 more. That's right. Yeah. Wait, it said what? It sent you a text with a link so that we could link our profiles as partners. Hmm. Field core location.
But tragically, Hannah doesn't know your phone number.
Tragically, that just went to a total stranger. Now we're partners on the internet.
I'd have to look up Hannah's phone number. I don't know anybody's. I think I can kind of remember yours, Jess.
I know your phone number, but that's because you've had the same phone number since I found out you had a cell phone, which was a while.
You're making a face.
Oh, no, I'm just, they keep offering me more features to pay for. So if you tap on the little, it says they're 4 kilometers away and it says last seen. So it'll tell you, I guess, the last time that they logged on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, is that what, I wasn't sure if it was the last time they logged on or when they set up the account. I just,
it says when people were last seen on Field.
Mm-hmm. Last and, logged on.
Adult Friend Finder, the website Adult Friend Finder is the same way. It'll tell you the last time they were on. So you see a lot of things that are like a year plus.
Right. And you can set filters on Adult Friend Finder is a website meant to help you find sexy friends, people to have sex with. And Max and I met on Adult Friend Finder.
Yeah, we did.
Way back in the day.
Oh, I just found out how to change it to Miles. Sorry, go on.
And so Adult Friend Finder is typically used by people who are into swinging or people who are just looking for friends with benefits or for couples who are looking for other couples or for a playmate of some sort. Usually not a kinkier set, usually more the swingery set. And Adult Friend Finder has a free chat that anybody can use, but messaging individual members is something that is you have to pay for. But there are some tips that I have for you. Mm-hmm. If you are a couple and you put on your profile that you are accepting of other men to message you, mm-hmm. Adult Friend Finder will give you a free gold account for a certain amount of time, so long as you are active.
You are a rarity.
If you are a female identifying person on Adult Friend Finder, or AFF as we call it, and you say that you are looking for men, you can look for anything else besides men, but you have to select men as one of your search things mm-hmm. when you set up your profile. They will also offer you a free gold account. And a gold account means that people can message you and you can reply to those messages. And also, you know, and you get like the features that go with their standard gold account. They have higher accounts and then other features where you can have people who don't have paid memberships message you first and so forth. Mm-hmm. I don't say that's worth it. So if you are a couple and you are looking for some kind of group play, definitely leave your profile open to men. You can say that you're not open to men at this time in your profile text or in the message replies that you send to people. But that's a way that you can kind of game the system. They don't give free profiles out to single men because they have
They know they're going to be paying.
Yeah, they have an influx of single men, so they're going to make them pay for it.
I think when you and I had a couple's profile and we canceled it, they gave us like more free gold time.
Yeah, they give you free time. Like I've had a free Adult Friend Finder account forever.
Yeah.
Because I still had the same account that I had when you and I met.
Right.
And it's just been free forever. And anytime if I deactivate it, they take the free part away. And all I have to do is reactivate it and go like hi to some person. And they go like, we see that you're one of our most active members. Yeah. We're going to give you 2 free weeks of gold. And then it just never goes away.
Right.
So that's a way that you can game adultfriendfinder.com. But they have a chat. They have a video chat as well. And as part of their video chat, people can tip people who cam there now. And that's a new feature. You do have to sign the adult video waiver thing. It's a specific legal form proving that you're 18 years or older if you want to get paid for it, and scan a driver's license if you want to get paid for it. But if you just want to get naked on a webcam and have people watch you jerk off or whatever, Adult Friend Finder is definitely the way to go. Other sites for that would be like Cam4, but Cam4 again is going to make you sign that waiver if you want to get paid for it. So there you go. The other swingy site, well, where you guys are finishing up field stuff, is Swing Lifestyle. It's all paywall. It's not worth it. And it's used by swinger groups to manage a calendar. I suggest find swing stuff on FetLife.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the swinger groups on there are, I've been to some of the parties. They're not for me. Nothing wrong with them. They're just not for me. So
Adult Friend Finder or SLS?
SLS.
Which is Swing Lifestyle.
Swing Lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
The website's hard to use. It's hard to message people without having to pay a lot for it. The groups that are on there usually have their own websites with their own paywalls. And typically the groups on there require you to pay dues. It's a whole thing. I once went to a party where they required you to join them and pay like a $30 fee just to use the inside of the house at a party.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm sort of talking out of my ass, but I think for like the swinger groups that have the hotel takeover parties, I think that's pretty common. I think that's what you're doing. You're paying the $50 membership fee or whatever it is to go to the party.
But this was at somebody's actual house just with a pool. And in order to just like go inside the house and have sex inside the house, the other option was there was one tent with an air mattress sitting beside the pool in the yard.
That's funny.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Free tent.
Yeah, free tent. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, there's lots of reasons that the way that the internet changed after Fossa Sesta sucks. One of them is like, you know, Craigslist was pretty good for swingers and for finding
swinger
situations. I'm sure that it didn't work so great for single men looking for shit. But for, you know, couples and for unicorns, like that was a good thing.
Yeah, Craigslist, I mean, it worked for you and I for a long time.
Except when it didn't work.
Yeah. So how's field?
So far, it's really easy to use. So the profiles that I've been seeing are ones that just have like your name, your age, and your distance.
Mm-hmm.
Because no part of the setup has you like answer any other questions or input any other profile information. Mm-hmm. But if you go in and edit, you can add a little about yourself paragraph. You're not allowed to put your kick name in there. Your desires.
Mm.
As a comma-separated list. So I'm going to have to try that and see how it actually looks whenever it comes up. And your interests. I will try that out and like play around in here.
So
it's Valentine's week, so it should be a good time for browsing. Yeah, I'll let y'all know your design.
Yeah, that's something we didn't mention. I think that I have seen there are times of the year that you see like an explosion in.
So the fall is cuffing season.
Right, yeah. Different types of profiles throughout different seasons. Yeah.
And then after the holidays, the winter holidays, typically you see a large amount of breakups because people don't want to break up during the holidays because they don't want to be alone or they don't want to hurt people during the holidays. So right now, a lot of people are in their rebound mode. So Valentine's Day,
you see breakups after Valentine's Day.
Or you see a lot of breakups during Valentine's Day. But people typically start looking for their next thing if they are that type of person before they break up. So
And it's kind of interesting to see around holiday times, people who are back in town. You know, you see.
Yeah, I'm home with the family for the week, and I can't.
Yeah, stand profiles that are listed as living in New York or living. It doesn't matter, living in whatever, you know. But from from here and.
So in the field app, you can go in and set your primary location so that you get served people who are in whatever city that you choose, and then you would still show up to others as your distance from them,
right?
If you're out of town or whatever. Yeah.
Right. And you can also just change your city. I guess the point is there if you're visiting for traveling somewhere else.
And stuff. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
You know.
It looks like they have it set up to kind of limit how much you customize your profile, like your identity. So you have one option to change your date of birth. You can't be changing your age all the time right. to try to fit where you're getting the most action.
And you
action.
Can change what your gender a couple of times.
Yeah, you have two
right.
two different changes to gender under the same profile. Right. So I already had to change my date of birth because I accidentally was off by one day. So and that was going to bother in. Me. So now I'm locked in. I can never change my birthday again under this name.
Hannah doesn't know when she was born.
I don't. It's very confusing.
She was homeschooled.
I'm a Dracula.
Oh, don't tell them. Now everyone well, will know.
You said that you're not allowed to put a kick name or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, no phone numbers, right. no kick IDs. Yeah.
What about the Instagrams and the Snapchats and all that? Do they bar that
they
as well?
They seem pretty... Well, they don't specifically block those. And I don't know how much this is monitored either.
Right.
But it seems like they're pretty serious about not...
Letting you communicate letting outside you, the
exactly.
app.
Exactly. Right, right. Although, if it's linked to your Facebook, it seems like people could find you there. But yeah. that's just to verify your identity, mm-hmm. it seems like.
To make sure you're not a bot. Mm. Hi, Chasten here from the PodPod Cultcast, and we are happy to announce that we are now an affiliate with Instacart. Save yourself a trip to the market. Instacart will deliver groceries in as fast as 1 hour, and they connect you with personal shoppers in your area to shop and deliver groceries from your favorite local stores. You just have to follow the link in our show notes, and that lets Instacart know that we sent you and helps support our show. There are multiple stores available, and you can shop all your favorites in a single order. The products you love come from the local stores that you love, with items that are hand-selected by shoppers based on your preferences. And they do a really great job of picking the freshest produce and keeping your eggs safe too. Instacart highlights deals to save you money. You can download their app and they'll show you coupons. We're offering free delivery on your first order over $35. Or you can also get 2 weeks of free deliveries if you sign up for Express. So check out Instacart, support the PodPod Cultcast, and I'll let you get back to the show. Why don't we go around the room, and Hannah, you're excluded from this conversation because okay. you don't have a favorite here. But so, Max, what would you say your favorite, and by favorite or more most successful dating app or website has been?
Tinder definitely has been the one that I have met the most people from and had relationships of varying lengths from, you know, and going all the way back to Chas, about the time that you and I met, I was also on Match. Like, is Match still around?
Match is still
a thing. People still use it?
I was also on Nerve.com back in the day.
Oh, I don't know Nerve. So I've used a lot of them. I used Plenty of Fish.
Yeah, I've used Plenty of Fish.
I've used a lot of them. I don't think I've ever used OkCupid by myself.
You do I use Farmers Mingle? Only.
There's no need to be lonely.
Farmers Only.
Yeah.
Could you please share with the listeners what you collect from Tinder?
Well, you know, so I talked about the pictures telling a story and each picture like saying something about yourself. I have a folder on my phone of women. I have binders full of women.
there were binders?
Holding guns?
Binders of women?
Which is
well,
fine.
Folders full of women.
Holding pictures of women on Tinder on their profiles holding guns. Or shooting guns, or posing with guns, or whatever, or shot targets. And here's...
Why?
I don't know why I like kept this, why I started this collection. I started this collection, I think, to show you, probably, Chastain.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But, and then I just like kept doing it, and I don't know why. I've got over 100 now. And it's just because I'm fascinated with like what you're trying to say. What's the message?
Yeah.
It's so intentional. Mm-hmm. To use that picture. It's not like a car selfie. That's just right. a car selfie. It's so intentional to use that picture. Like, I just don't understand what the message about yourself you're trying to get across by showing you shooting a gun at a gun range. And I'm not anti-gun. I own firearms. I have enjoyed shooting guns my
whole
life.
But we are pro-gun control.
We are. I am, yes. But, like, So it's not as though like I find this hateful or distressing or disturbing in some way.
You have to smile.
Hannah's taking a selfie.
That's what that is.
I'm going to smirk. Now I have to retry. Keep doing what you're doing, people.
So I just find it fascinating, and I don't know what the message there is. Now, you can note that after the Parkland shooting, Bumble doesn't allow you to post a picture with a gun or of a gun or anything like that
anymore. And Tinder doesn't give a fuck. So, moving on. Eric, what is your favorite dating app or website? And tell me an interesting fact about a profile you've seen.
Well, Tinder gets the most responses, but that's not very many. OkCupid is, oddly enough, that's where I see much more couple profiles is there.
It's not because you're not.
Sure.
But yeah, I think that is common though for couples to use OkCupid.
Well, there's more options that you can specify with OkCupid.
And there's a lot more room to just write your own profile. And
Right. I don't know. I mostly use Tinder to note the trends of the types of people that are putting stuff out there. Because, well, in a way, since I live under a rock, it's my, like...
It's your barometer for people?
It's my view of what the outside world is actually like these days.
Oh, that's a grim way to look at the world, is through Tinder. Through the eyes of Tinder.
It really, really is. But I've learned a lot about people from that swiping game.
Oh, it's just a story about a boy learning about people.
So
we're dating app.
I'm going to break in real quick to talk about the functionality of Field. Hannah has sent me a request to match our things, and I have not received that. And I got a notification that I got a message from Hannah, and then I went to the message thing, and there's no message there. So
okay, so let's take just a second on that, because what I sent you was a photo. And it allows you to either not set a timer or have it expire after a certain amount of time. So I think what it sent you is actually a gray box that you have to tap to reveal the photo for 10 seconds.
Well, there's
Does
still
that
nothing,
look familiar? Nothing
in the message.
It shows up for me.
Huh. Anyway.
I don't like that.
Justin.
Yes.
You go.
Go for what?
About your favorite or most useful.
So I think that I enjoy the opportunity to express myself through writing on OkCupid, and the fact that sometimes people actually bother to read my profile and write a thoughtful email style response, because I am a little old fashioned about that, and I have engaged in more actual conversations. But I'm still going to say Tinder, because I like the ability to just swipe. And sometimes I do, I call it the swipey game, and I enjoy sending profiles. It was my leg on the couch.
I thought it was the dog.
No. And sometimes I enjoy sending profiles to Eric and vice versa that we find funny or sexy or what have you. And I also just occasionally have an okay conversation that doesn't make me angry for 5 minutes. But then most of the time, everybody makes me angry because I just get a lot of like, you're polyamorous. How does that work? Oh. And that bothers me. So yeah, Tinder, yes, is good. People don't read profiles on Tinder. So I've tried to make it as polyamorous as possible.
Yeah.
But mine is also not very user-friendly. Mine is very specific about the fact that I'm just really looking to bang chicks with my partner. And yeah.
Yeah. So on that thing about having polyam and open and like non-monogamous, I put the whole shebang in my blurb just to make sure it's all there.
And I think that's an important thing that we should say, is that I think all of us believe that we should be upfront about that. I think, Eric, your profile says that you're...
It's the first two words.
Yeah, you're ethically non-monogamous. Yeah. Yours says that you're open and all the things. Mine says that I'm all the things. Hannah's on Field, which is a polyamorous dating thing.
Yeah.
So we think it's important that you put it on your profile. That is not a first date conversation. That's a before date conversation. we think it's important to be open about it.
Yeah.
And because otherwise you are kind of catfishing somebody. They get to have a choice about whether they feel comfortable being involved with somebody who's in a relationship.
I try to word it in kind of a lighthearted way. And so maybe this is my fault for that reason. But I very many times have had the conversation where I go, like, you have actually read my profile blog seen that I'm married and non-monogamous and all this stuff. And gotten a response along the lines of, like, oh, I thought that was a joke. And I've never really understood why something that is an immediate disqualifier for a very large part of the dating public would be something that I would use as a joke. Like, I don't understand that response to reading that thing. It's
a lot of people are dumb, too. No, actually, with mine, because
this is the part of the podcast where we're not very nice.
The little bit at the end that's in German, that's usually what gets a response. But that's also at the end of it.
Yeah.
So they'll ask something about Germany, and then I'll be like, well, did you read the part in English? Because you couldn't understand the German, and then there's the English part, and they're like, no.
Well, that's the thing that people, like, quick scroll to the bottom.
The beginning of it.
I actually helped Eric with his profile. I was like, hey, you should move the German down to the bottom, because the people who are going to read your profile, you want to leave the exciting thing towards the end, and that's also, like, the most interesting thing, I think.
I think, well, sure.
Well, it's the thing that you talk about the most of the time, so it's the thing you have to talk about.
I think the picture of his cargo thing. Shorts is the most interesting thing.
He's not wearing cargo shorts. He's
oh, yes, I am.
On his
is that a dressing room photo?
It is. It is a dressing room photo.
It is a dressing room photo.
He was trying on cargo shorts.
Yes. That's and what was happening.
I swiped right for that photo. I saw a faraway photo of a man in a dressing room in some cargo shorts, and I said, I'm going to get me that man.
I gave a range of different types of things.
I saw a picture of beer.
He took a picture of himself trying on cargo shorts.
Yeah.
That's one important part of Eric's personality.
Yeah.
One of many.
Potomac Mills, even.
A picture of a violin.
He drove an hour.
That's No, there was traffic. It was like 2.5 hours.
Oh, and there's a picture of a violin case.
I didn't sleep a lot.
And then there's a picture of his bicycle with his car.
Oh, that's
so
good.
All the things that he loves. So it was his woodwork that made me respond to his profile, and his woodwork that kept me coming back.
Yeah. And Eric is matched with all three of my partners. So.
Mm-hmm. In some form or another, yeah.
And he's doing pretty well. It took me like 30 seconds just now to come across a profile that led with the balls or the yolk of the dick.
Oh, the picture of the egg in the frying pan?
You're familiar with this meme?
What?
I've seen on a couple of different
yolk,
profiles.
Like an egg yolk, yeah, not like a yolk on an oxen.
I was thinking yolk like an oxen.
No, no, no.
Oh,
it's eggs frying in a pan, and yolk is like a...
Yeah, I got you. I got the middle image.
So can we wrap this one up, guys?
Sure. Yeah, man.
Sure.
You know, and I'll say, just this isn't a piece of advice, because we don't know
what we're doing here.
But, you know, when there is actually something in the profile blurb that gives me something to have a conversation about, like, that's really helpful, dude. Like,
yeah,
you can you can see somebody who looks awesome, and like they have cool tattoos, a real cool haircut, and like a picture of them doing a thing that you also enjoy doing. But if there's just nothing in that profile blurb,
then like, it turns nothing, to the hey conversation.
Yeah, there's nothing for me to like. But if you say something cool about you, or like even
reveal some witty repartee,
you know, that you like pro wrestling, theme parks, and baseball.
Yeah,
like. Then I have something.
Hey, I like that stuff. Yeah.
So my favorite.
You're off to the races.
When I message people, because I am a lady who does that, I try to message first. I like to start off with the following opening line. What restaurant are you most excited about in town right now?
That's pretty good.
And then that way it goes, they go like, oh, I'm new in town, or I haven't really been out about. What do you think? And so it's either a way for them to slap the conversation back my way, mm-hmm. or it opens up a conversation, or they do have a favorite spot and we can talk about it. So it's not about them. It's not about their job. It's not about that stuff. It's not a, hey, how are you doing? Or what's up? Or what are you up to? And it tends to lead to a conversation. And then we can get into the, and it gives them time to look at my profile and me theirs. Again. And, Exactly.
I really like to do that. That gives you a first date idea.
Exactly. Hey,
tell me about the whatever this thing was in your profile.
Yeah.
I will say I've not been impressed with some of the changes that OkCupid has made, because I liked the old fashioned format and I don't think they're very good at the swipe game. Like, there's plenty of other people doing that. But one thing they did recently was to change so that you can comment directly on the piece of the profile or the individual picture that caught your eye. And I thought that was really smart. I've enjoyed that.
Bumble does, sort of. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Eric, do you have a piece of dating advice? Because we really need to wrap this one up.
Advice? I don't know. I don't date.
Okay. Hannah, do you have a piece of dating advice or profile advice? Or
You know what? I'm going to enjoy using Field. I will report back on my findings.
We look forward to hearing back
about if there, if more people sign up on that thing and some of these features that might seem a little buggy right now, like, work out, like, I think it's really cool, man. Like, I like that it gives you all those options for genders and for what you're looking for and stuff. And, like, the interface is easy to use.
It sounds like it's really basically a Tinder platform with a more accessible to poly people.
And kink stuff, because you can list anything that you're...
You'll sign up.
So apparently we're encouraging everybody to sign up for Field. Again, we are not sponsored by this. Anything else for the good of the cause?
Unless they want to.
I mean, we can take some money.
Unless it's Field, if you're there, would you like to sponsor us? No?
You're looking for?
Oh, I don't hear anything. Okay, they said nothing. I'm assuming that's no, because consent and stuff. So, all right, everybody, have a great week. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
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 You've been listening to the Pod Cultcast with your hosts, Max, that's me, Chasten, Hannah, and Eric, that's them. Our theme music is Lobo Loco. Our break music is by Pale Blue with Gabarino. You can find episode show notes, social media, and contact information at podpodcultcast.com. Our podcast is brought to you by our supporters at patreon.com/podpodcultcast. Thanks for listening. Thank you.